Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, what is going on, people? Welcome back to the Double MP, the Miles Bukowski podcast. And it has been a bit of a bad week, as it always is. Well, actually, no, some weeks are quite quiet, and other weeks are bare loud, bare rambunctious for no reason. Yes, man said rambunctious, and we're not even 30 seconds deep into the podcast this week. I know, it's a mad thing. But apart from this week, us seeing stuff in the musical world being, you know, quite interesting and definitely showing us the development side of things with the XXL freshman list for 2021, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. And of course, Megan Thee Stallion unfollowing DaBaby through affiliations and DaBaby and Scat and Tory Lanez and the brand new single from him that's out right now. We need to talk about two things very, very briefly. So, you know, health is wealth, as they always say. Make sure you guys are participating in the Blue Poop Challenge. I know it sounds mad, and I saw this week. I think it's been going viral on TikTok for a while. I'm late to the party, but I might be early. I'm not even sure, you know, at this point. But we're seeing people dye cupcakes or smoothies and stuff like that blue. Very, very strong blue. Eating it, timing when they eat it, and timing when they poop it out. Just to see how strong their gut health is and their microbiome. I would suggest if you want to do this and see how strong your gut health and your microbiome is, go ahead and do it. But you ain't see Miles do it, you know. I ain't doing that. That's not me. I'm not trying to join that vibe right there, you know. As long as you're going to the toilet, you know what I mean? You know you're good. Unless you're seeing stuff that you shouldn't be seeing on a regular basis, then consult your doctor. But let's not go that far. Yeah, that's number one. Number two, the other topic that was mad this week, which is not music related, was that nurse getting baited for using a dead woman's credit card to buy fizzy drinks, crisps, chocolate, snacks, and I'm at this on several occasions as well, you know, not just one occasion, several in Birmingham. I believe she got it, like she got in some serious trouble for it. And this news topic has been going worldwide, doing an absolute madness, and deservedly so. Imagine you're like, you know, someone that you know, I'm not even going to put a tag on it. Imagine somebody passed away, and the next thing you know, you might have, as they were getting older, because the woman who passed away is 83 years old, say a grandmother type figure, right? You maybe started looking after her accounts and affairs as she got old, and there was bills to pay and stuff like that. They tell you that she's passed away, but yet 15 minutes beforehand, you see Sainsbury's, £3. And on another occasion, you see Tesco, £5. You see Morrison's, you see all these other supermarkets, right? Whatever country you're from right now, your local supermarket, you're starting to see transactions. Big man thing, you're gonna be like, what's this? Cause I know my granny weren't out here on the meal deal vibe. So where is that money? Who's doing what? So this woman, her name was Aisha. Aisha in Birmingham. She got baited, she got put in jail, it's peak. But, I believe she got put in jail. I'm 100% sure she actually did get put in jail, or she got a sentence. Like, she definitely got sentenced for it. And yeah, it's deep. Like, and the thing is, even if I played like the strongest ever devil's advocate and said that, you know, when you sometimes meet olders and they might, back in the day when you were a kid, they give you like a fiver and say, oh, take this when you go shop or buy something nice with it. And the old woman might have said, oh, like, you know, you're such a great nurse. Like, please buy a lunch on me. Here's my credit card. There's no proof of that because the woman's dead. So you can't actually come out and be like, oh yeah, she told me to do that, because everyone will be like, no, she didn't. And if you try to say, oh, but whatever the old woman's name is, a woman's not going to respond to you, and she ain't written it in her will and testimony. So chances are you ain't getting away with it. So yeah, that's the two major topics of the week that I saw that I was like, rah, like, what is this nonsense? Like, why is this moving mad? But that is where I left it. But music related, I want to talk about this topic first because it's quite important. Not important, but it's nice to always see development. So coming up, we're going to be talking about the XXL freshman list of 2021, and DDG's on that list. And DDG recently, I mentioned this a bit later, I'm going to mention it a bit later, deleted all his old videos and vlogs from like 2014 on his main Pontiac Made DDG channel. We're seeing him evolve into an artist, and now he's on a freshman class and stuff like that. Moonwalking Calabasas was massive, but I want to talk about another artist who may eventually find himself on the list potentially next year, and that is KSI. Now, the evolution of KSI's music, and I'm literally talking to you straight off the back of watching the brand new video of his song Holiday, which is going to be on his upcoming album. Over the last year and a half or so, especially over the last, since like 2019, I've seen KSI pop up in some different places musically, not YouTube wise, because YouTube we know is massive, but musically, people don't respect YouTube artists or YouTube rappers. YouTube singing is slightly different, because if you can kind of branch away from it and you just said, oh yeah, I was just doing covers on YouTube, most people are going to be kind of receptive to you if you start breaking away and you can put some distance to yourself. I know people like Troye Sivan, who's not in the hip hop world and that, but was on YouTube, but now is just like just seen as a full-fledged artist, and there's so many other examples as well that you can use in that equation. But with KSI, I remember seeing this about a couple of years ago, that Naruto drilling song that he did. It was a remix of Ofika's song, who's in the, you know, Irish drill artist. And then KSI was on the remix of that, and I was like, okay, KSI trying drill, okay, not too bad. And then we got Dissimulation last year, and really and truly, apart from it being very heavily auto-tuned, and I feel like taking a lot of influence from Travis Scott, it wasn't a bad tape. And I kind of walked away from it being like, rah, like, this is pretty good. This is very, very good. I'm not even mad at this, like, whatsoever. There's a lot of stuff that you could look at and be like, yeah, like, I could see you, if you put some more work in, you can kind of develop and you could end up being like a really, really good artist. And obviously after that, we've had a few other songs here and there come out. And then I wanted to talk about the impact of Holiday. Now, when we look at the way KSI had set himself up, we looked at him as like a very much artist, hip-hop artist and stuff like that, and he's probably still going to be categorized as that, or maybe just an artist. But with that song that came out with Polo G and Youngblood a couple months ago, I saw a different change. I was like, he's going down more of the pop route, the more of the pop star route. And I'm not mad at that whatsoever, because you think about the amount of radio plays, for example, like Bad Lil Vibe with Jeremiah will get, as opposed to Holiday. Holiday is going to get a lot of streams. A lot of people are going to be behind that. You're going to hear that on like every radio station, because it's going to do numbers. Whereas something like Bad Lil Vibe or some of the other songs, like the song he made with Offset, I can't remember the name of the song now, but like those songs are not going to get as much radio play. Now, in a day and age where we're seeing a lot of artists kind of cross-collabing genres, for example Polo G and even Scory, who's an up-and-coming artist who's got a song called Rock and Roll, which sounds like a rock song but he's rapping on it, you can clearly see there's a lot of developments and how people are going to be approaching the music to make it more friendly and more commercial and more in a way that gets them more of a bag and more exposure. But from listening to that Holiday song, when he started singing, I was like, yo, what's going on here? But honestly, going back and listening to it again another time, I'm not mad at it. It's actually a really, really good song. Like, minus the auto-tune, minus everything, it's a very, very good song. And yeah, it's looking, the future's looking bright for KSI's music career. And when he announced that like, he had a new album coming out this year, and he started naming the people, in my mind at first I was thinking, oh, this man's joking. He's got Lil Durk, this person, that person. But then I deeped it to myself and I was like, no, he's not joking. He's actually not joking, because he's got, like, he had Rick Ross and Lil Baby on a track end of 2019 into 2020. So why can't he get all these people? He's probably paying maybe a lot for the features. Obviously, I'm not his accountant and I'm not his label, so I don't know. But he's able to work it. And if he goes down a route where he does pop songs like Holiday, and then he comes back and he does rap songs and he keeps working on it, he could very well be like DDG and have a massive record that expands beyond his fan base and into the hip-hop vernacular. Jeez, man, it's a vernacular, you know. It's a bit like how DDG had Moonwalking in Calabasas. Now, people were still rating him, but it was a lot more of his like inner core fan base that were messing with his music. But then when Moonwalking in Calabasas came out and then Blueface jumped on the remix, people then started taking DDG a lot more seriously and were like, oh rah, like, yeah, this guy's decent. And then he's kind of been, that tape that came out, even though it didn't get the greatest of numbers, like, I enjoyed it. you know what I mean? I can only speak for myself, innit? But let me know what you guys think. Get on me on my socials. KSI, his musical evolution. What are you saying? Are you feeling it? Are you not feeling it? Are you a bit on the fence? Let's just wait and see when this next album comes out. Anyway, let's talk about this other topic that came up this week. And that is Megan Thee Stallion. So she wants to... actually, on radio, I can't even say the actual name. But you know the song as another name. On radio at the moment, we have to call it That Shot. So think about it, change a few words, you got the song, right? So she said she wanted to take back the word, you know, the TH word, and take that back and make it a thing. A bit like how she tried to do Hot Girl Summer in 2019, but Hot Girl Summer definitely worked. I'm looking at Megan Thee Stallion at the moment and I'm like, bro, you ain't even that hot. I don't mean like physical features, I mean like musically. You're not that hot right now. Like, you can keep dropping these songs, they're gonna do well because your name is good, but your name is, her and Cardi B, ever since they dropped WAP, which I still to this day don't think was a good song, people just gassed it because of the video itself, they have not really been that interested at all. Now, a frequent collaborator of Megan Thee Stallion, DaBaby, they had a lot of songs together, good songs as well, you know, I'm not gonna lie, like their chemistry was really cool. So there was rumors earlier on this year that DaBaby and Tory Lanez had a track together. Megan initially was like, yeah, that ain't even clear, that's old, blah 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 blah. But this week, I think it was on last Saturday, the video came out. It's called Scat, right, from Tory Lanez featuring DaBaby on it. DaBaby's in the video, they're having a laugh, they're having a joke, decent video. Tory Lanez edited himself, so you know, it was one of them ones where he was just kind of gassing it at the same time, saying it's the greatest video of the year. I'm like, it was all right, but I appreciate the fact that he did it himself. He does multiple characters in there and he edits it himself. More credit to you. So shout out to him. But for that purpose, apparently now Megan Thee Stallion's unfollowed DaBaby on Instagram. And it's just like, it's petty. Like, it's so petty. Don't get me wrong, I've unfollowed people on Instagram myself, right, when I'm on it. Especially people that are either fake people or people you just don't like anymore. Do you know what I mean? Or it's like, it's, yeah, I can't be able to see your face. Unfollow. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the honest truth, innit? That's the honest truth about that. Like, I've had people in my DMs after I've done interviews asking me, how did I get that? And it's like, unfollow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm literally on a mad one. You know what I'm saying? Like, just unfollow. Because it's like, you're not here to wish someone well, you're here to get what they have. Do you know what I'm saying? That's my personal experience. But with this whole Megan Thee Stallion situation, yeah, I don't care. Like, she's being mad immature. Like, again, we don't know what really happened with that whole foot situation last year. This time last year, I think Tory Lanez was still the hottest artist on the planet with the quarantine radio stuff, right? A year later, different story. However, this Scat song has got a lot of love and it actually went trending on YouTube. So a lot of people are feeling it. A lot of people are like, yo, this is actually sick. Like, I rate this song a lot. Like, Tory Lanez is back, blah, 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 blah. Cool. With her unfollowing and stuff like that, you're forcing people to pick sides. And all right, if this court case ever comes out and we hear Tory Lanez did what he did, he's already blackballed. So there's not really much more blackballing you can kind of do to him. But when you're forcing people to pick sides and stuff like that, they're going to chase the bag. If Tory Lanez, I don't know how much he paid DaBaby, if he paid him at all for the feature. Like, if Tory Lanez is offering DaBaby 100K for a verse, and the verse was good from him, to be fair, why is he not going to take it? I am. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, but at the same time, it's a bit like what I spoke about on my podcast, which you guys definitely check out. Miles Bukowski, the podcast with all streaming services. Cancel culture is a virus. To an extent, some people deserve to be cancelled. 100%. You do something mad, you deserve to get cancelled. However, others are implications and affiliations and associations. If DaBaby does that, then people will come out, because there was people already, like Megan Thee Stallion fans coming out saying, oh yeah, I did like DaBaby anyway. It's like, yeah, all right, cool. You're just saying that because Megan's upset, whatever. Cool. I mean, it is what it is. However, it's more about the implications of, like, you know, just would DaBaby be worried that because he's made a song with Tory Lanez, everyone's like, are you supporting abuse to a female rapper? Oh, you're this. That's the problem. Do you know what I'm saying? But DaBaby showed that he don't care. So, song came out, innit? Simple as that. So, let's see what happens in the long run. But either way, Megan Thee Stallion, don't follow DaBaby on Instagram no more. Maybe she will soon. Maybe she won't. Who cares? Let's move on. XXL Freshman List came out this week as well. Another thing that happened. And yeah, this one was interesting, to be fair. A lot of people were controversial. Not controversial, you know. A lot of people were shrouded in controversy. There we go. Controversy. But I don't think this list is that bad, considering all things 2020. Like, the way 2020 was shaping up, it looked like a bad thing. This list ain't even that bad. So we got Murray on there, who had the song Quicksand, which is still doing well, and he's on the My Life song with J. Cole and 21 Savage. Ian Dior, which felt a bit out of place, probably should have been on it last year. I've never heard of Lakia in my life. Maybe I have to check her out, maybe I won't. DDG, of course, former guest on the show, and deleted all his videos of his vlog channel, Pontiac Made DDG, which was a bit mad because there was a lot of stuff from like 2014 onwards there. People actually grew up watching his vlogs, not anymore. After that, 42 Doug, or 42 Doug, who a lot of people are like him, that Maybach song where he's like, where Future's like, tell Steve Harvey out. Well, that song bangs, I can't lie. I'm not really a big fan of 42 Doug because of his voice, but I see the appeal for some people. Ruby Rose, never listened to a song in my life. Blast, I've played on the show before and I played on the mix show, so I'm happy to see that. Pooh Shiesty, I mean, was pretty much like Back in Blood has been a massive song. He's been everywhere, makes sense. Toosie, another former guest on the show, his work rate has been incredible. Not gonna lie, over the last year, he dropped what, 2-3 albums. He's been doing a lot of work, so shout out to him. Coyle Ray as well, another person with No More Parties, where she blew up at the start of this year, so it allowed her to easily be an easy addition to the list. And Flo Milli, who I've definitely heard of, I definitely heard some songs, but I haven't really listened to like that to make a comment of she should be on the list or not. But that was the XXL 2021 freshman list. I'm just looking through all the lists of the ones they've done because they release them all the time. But the 2021 was actually like a lot better. Like the 2020 list was actually wavy. Like Polo G, Cowboy, NLE Chopper, Lil Keed, Chica, Lil TJ, Jack Harlow, Baby Keem, Rod Wave, Mulatto, 5-Year Foreign, and 24K Golden. Like, pretty much most of them are still around now. Whereas if we look at the 2019 one, even they're still doing bits as well, to be fair. The 2019 one, ooh, yeah, the 2019 one might be stronger than the 2020. The Baby, Megan Thee Stallion, YBN Cordae, Rico Nasty, Gunnar, Comefazine, Tierra Whack, Lil Mosey, Roddy Ricch, Blueface, and YK Osiris. Those two lists are not bad. I'm not even going to lie. Those two lists are very decent. Whereas the 18 one, yeah, the 18 one's a bit shaky still, but it's still decent, but it's a bit shaky because like Lil Pump's not really around no more. Ski Mask is not as hot as he was. Smoke Purp is definitely a myth. JID is good, but it's not hot like that. Stefflon Don isn't as popping as she was, but it was still a good look for her to be on it in the first place. Blockboy JB, don't really want to ever hear a song from him again. Not because I don't like him, I just don't think he was that good in the first place. YBN Demir, Soul Train, that's all I got to say for that. That was trash! It was mad. Wi-Fi's Funeral and Trippie Redd. So yeah, that's not bad, but it weren't great. Do you know what I mean? But that is it. That is all I'm going to talk about on this XXL freshman list. Let me know if you're rating the people on the freshman list this year. Are they good? Are they bad? Did they make some critical mistakes, some errors? Who should have been on there? Who shouldn't have been on there? Let me know on my socials. And if there's enough people coming with some controversial people, then we'll talk about it next week. But that is it. That is the end of the XXL. What a week on the Miles Mikulski podcast. Of course, I apologize for missing last week. I think I was doing something on the Sunday. I'm not going to lie, I've been trying to catch the Euro 2020 vibes as well, you know. Shout out to everyone who's watching that. I'll be back next week with another set of topics on What a Week on the Miles Mikulski podcast. I will see you guys then. Stay safe, stay blessed. In a bit. Peace.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.